Hey, welcome back to the Misadventures of the Millennial Virgin podcast. Y'all, I am your hostess with the mostest, Mia Cresswell. And here we discuss the unspoken truths about faith, life, love, and sex. Again, I am your host, Mia, and if this is your first time tuning in, I need you to do one thing. Well, a few things. Stop, go back to episode 1 through 5, catch up, and then come back and join the conversation. All right, so for everybody else, though, if you are already caught up, thank you for taking this ride with me, and let's dive in. First, I need to give y'all some updates, though. Y'all, this past month has been super duper amazing and super duper busy. So as y'all know, we had our second annual Own Your Peach Back to School Social. And honestly, like, I can't even fully describe like how thankful I am. I say this a lot as far as a tribe, and I believe in that word so much, because in order for us to accomplish anything in life, we have to have a tribe. And it's not a one-sided tribe. It's a tribe where we reciprocate love and support and genuine love and concern for one another. And I have that, and I can't express how thankful and grateful that I am for every single person who believes in this dream, this vision that God has given me, and who strives to actively support and make sure that this vision comes to life. Because y'all, this is the beginning, okay? We got work to do. But anyways, as you know, our event, our second annual Back to School Social for Own Your Peach, was sponsored by Chick-fil-A and Sam's Club. And y'all, our theme this year was being fit for the new school year. Fit for Leadership, which was done with one of our board members, one of our new awesome board members, Marcia, and she discussed leadership and the definition of leadership, what that looks like, how leadership is not a title, it's not something, a position that someone gives you, but it's because you have the ability to have a positive influence among your peers, among others, to do positive things, and the importance of leading by example when we have an opportunity to be a leader. Something else that we discussed for our theme was being fit for overall better health and body image, which was done with Tatiana Scott, who's a local Houston personal trainer and a nutritionist. And she talked about the importance of having a healthy body image and how healthy looks different for a lot of people. You can have a completely different body type and be healthier than the next person, and how our health, it starts from the inside out. We also had an awesome icebreaker that the girls were able to work to do some team building and collaborate with each other to reach a goal, where they had a chance to learn more about Own Your Peach, learn more about what we're doing, learn more about this podcast, and our decorations and our raffle. All of those things were sponsored by more than 12 different local small businesses who also have a desire to make a positive impact on their communities, which is what Own Your Peach is all about. And I mean, y'all, from my mama, my dad, my family, friends, volunteers, board members, everybody, like, teamwork makes the dream work. Like, I say it because I mean it. Teamwork really makes the dream work. And this year was awesome. And God willing, next year, it's going to be even better, y'all. So stay on the lookout. If you're not already subscribed to our Own Your Peach newsletter, go right now to www.ownyourpeach.org. Subscribe to our newsletter. You will get constant updates on everything that we have going on, and we'll see you soon. All right, so back to the podcast, y'all. Episode 5, what was that, a month ago? Because the past month has been like ridiculous, but last episode was episode 5. And just a little recap, we talked about the taboos of sex and the importance of having open, honest, productive conversations and different ways that we can bridge the gap between just completely not talking about sex, but creating a healthy space for teenagers and young adults to feel comfortable discussing sex with their parents and their guardians, so that they can be more informed and make better decisions for themselves. Because a lot of times at a young age, they're misinformed and they need a community who's going to strive to educate them, starting at home. So just stay tuned for more on that kind of conversation and how to make it different, you know, make it different from what we experienced or generations before us experienced, but just create a space that welcomes conversations like that. So go check out episode 5 if you missed it. So yeah, and stay tuned for more about how we're going to continue to develop that conversation. All right, today you're probably wondering, okay, we already talked about love, we already talked about life, we already talked about sex, what else? Well, it's still the unspoken truths. But today we're leaning more toward the life side and we're going to be talking about rejection. Ooh, y'all, who likes being rejected? Like, who just wakes up and says, you know what, I feel like being rejected today? Nobody does that. So, but if we allow, looking at rejection, if we just take a minute to think about all the times that we have been rejected, whether it's from a relationship, whether it's a new job, or we applied for the job and didn't get an interview, or we went to 3 interviews and still didn't get the job, maybe a breakup, or maybe we didn't get that grant that we applied for our organization, or maybe we didn't get that scholarship for school, maybe we didn't get the best grade, maybe the teacher didn't choose us for this, you know, whatever it is. Rejection takes on so many different forms, and if we allow it to, it can make us bitter. Rejection, when we have a negative overall view about rejection, it can cause us to react in different ways. We can begin to have negative thoughts about that person or that situation. We can say, oh, that person, oh, they, you know, he did this or he, she, that, you know, and it can cause us to be unproductive because we're so focused on the rejection or what we feel like is rejection. And we don't have an opportunity to see the blessing in the outcome of what God's will really is for that situation. Some other ways that we can respond in a negative way to rejection is we start to have negative thoughts about ourselves. We can start to believe that, dang, I've been rejected this many times. Dang, maybe I'm not worthy of something positive. Maybe, you know, maybe things aren't going to work out for me the way that I want them to, or maybe I'm not capable of doing that job as the next person. And we allow it to fester up and it just continues to seep into our spirit. And another way that we respond to rejection a lot of times is we begin to have negative thoughts about God. And we begin to doubt God's truth, not just about ourselves, but about life and his ultimate plan for us. And so if we truly recognize that God has a plan, not like Drake said God's plan, because God already had a plan before that song came out. He had a plan before we were even created, before we were even in our mother's womb. God had a plan for us. And rejection, we have an opportunity as we grow spiritually and as we mature, we will realize that rejection is a blessing. How? Somebody's probably like, how is rejection a blessing? How am I going to feel good about it? How am I going to keep on smiling even though I'm being rejected right now? Even though I want to break out in tears right now, how am I supposed to see rejection as a blessing? Give me a minute. We're going to get there. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 28. It says that all things work together for good for those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. Let that marinate for a second and think, do we really believe that? I mean, do we really believe that every single thing, good, bad, rejection, will work out together for our good? for those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. Do we really believe that rejection falls into that category, that it will work out for our good? Do we believe that? Maybe not always in that moment, because, you know, we are human and our flesh gets in the way sometimes and we get in our feelings. Like, I get in my feelings. I'm not going to even deny that. I get in my feelings too. But we can't allow our feelings to dictate our lives. And we can't allow our feelings to guide the things that we do and the things that we say and how we treat and interact with others. Because if we're so consumed with that rejection and we get to that space where it's consuming us and it's festering, we're having all these negative thoughts just about life, we're not able to love others and treat them the way that God would have us to, because we're so mad because we got rejected by them or someone else, or things aren't working out the way we want them to, and we just want everybody to feel the wrath of our bitterness. No, it's not productive. And so if we really believe that all things work together for the good of those who love God and who are called according to his purpose, we will understand that God had a plan from the very beginning. One, for us to be able to connect to him and have a direct line to him through Jesus and to be able to spend eternity with him. But also, even on this earth, he has a plan. So just think about this. If the God who created us is the same God who's able to carry us through all these wonderful things going on in our lives when things are going great and we praise him and we're so thankful, isn't that the same God who can guide us and lovingly guide us through rejection? Isn't that the same God that can help us through his spirit to help us to deal with that rejection and channel it and see this rejection is just making space for God's will to manifest in our lives? That's a word. That's a word. Rejection is creating space for God's will to manifest in our lives. But we have to be willing to set aside our own will, our own way, our own plan in order for his will to come and for us to be able to see the fruit of that. Are we willing to do that? Do we do that? How often do we do that? I mean, like on a regular basis, like, no, we're not perfect, but how often do we really say, you know what, this didn't work out for me, but I know God has something better? And it doesn't always mean, oh, well, this didn't work out for me, so that must be that person is this and that. Not always. Maybe sometimes, but who has time to be consumed with that all day? Nobody. So if we look at that rejection and we're like, you know what, God has something better. I'm not even about to give this too much energy. I'm about to focus on what the purpose that God has created and learn from it and keep it moving. So if we can do that and we can live life with more grace, with more peace, and with God's truth, and not allow our feelings and not allow what we see in front of us to dictate how we feel and dictate what we know to be true, not just how we feel, because our feelings, like, we get in our feelings. I get in my feelings, okay? We get in our feelings and that can cloud our vision. But if we can truly live by what is true and remind ourselves of what is true, then we know this is to be true as well. Rejection is just creating a space for God's plan to manifest in our lives. But that requires us to walk by faith, not by sight. I know. So in the moment of rejection, in that moment, it feels like and it looks like with our eyes and what we see, what's in front of us, dang, this sucks. This is not working out how I thought it was. But faith, when faith comes into the picture, we're able to say, you know what? I don't see exactly how it's going to work out. I don't see exactly when. I don't know, because I'm not in control. But I know who God is. I know he's the same God that he was yesterday when things were great. He's going to be the same God tomorrow when things are great. And he's going to be the same God today when things are not so great. So if we can remind ourselves to truly walk and live by faith. Like we read, I feel like we read that scripture so much, but then when it comes to actually applying it to our lives, there's always areas of opportunity. Don't get me wrong, but we have to really walk by faith. Don't walk by what we see, because things that we see are temporary, right? But the things that we know to be true according to God and his spiritual blessings and his plan for us, those are the things that are lasting. So just think about that. The next time you're rejected and you're feeling this state of bitterness and it's starting to fester up, just stop and remember that God has a plan. God has a plan. Don't let that bitterness fester up, because bitterness ain't cute. Look, I am not exempt, okay? Bitterness is not cute, and it's great because life is a journey. And so when we see, you know what, I'm being bitter about this feeling of rejection, or what we feel like is rejection, you know? I'm being bitter about this. Like, I need to get over it. I need to see that God has a perfect plan in that, and truly want what is best, because God's best is not always our best. So just keep that in mind. Bitter rejection does not have to take over us, and it does not have to make us bitter, but just know that things will work out according to God's plan. Remain faithful and stay encouraged, and know that it's not the end of the world. Something better is coming along, and you'll look in hindsight, you'll be like, dang, I'm glad I persisted. I'm glad I didn't grow weary. I'm glad I didn't let this rejection overcome me, and I'm glad I didn't let years and years go by and I'm still bothered by, you know, whatever it is that's going on. So just keep that reminder with you today and every day, and know that everything is going to work out. Every single thing is going to work out, and you'll be glad that you persisted. You'll be glad that you stayed strong. You'll be glad that you remained faithful to God, even when things weren't going your way. All right, y'all. That is the end of episode 6. I want to hear back from you. I want to hear how you have overcome rejection and how you have remained faithful and how you stayed positive when rejection was happening, so that everybody can be encouraged, so we can see that it's not the end of the world, y'all. All right, again, that's the end of episode 6, okay? I want you to go to www.miacresswell.com, listen, subscribe. You can listen anywhere on the Anchor app and anywhere else that podcasts are available. And guess what? Follow me on social media. Go to Instagram on Farcarwa. Okay, I'm gonna spell that out for you because I know it's kind of weird. It's Farkarwa on Instagram, and on Facebook, Mia Cresswell. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Comment, share. Don't forget to share. And I'll see you next time.